Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. Friday.
Hello, Friday. Hey.
Feeling great.
Good.
I'm pumped
up. So excited for the weekend. I'm a little bit tired now after the show. We had such a great end to the show.
Yeah.
Adrenaline.
Great callers, great listeners.
Crashing and burning.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to go and plan the show for Monday at a pub today.
It's
currently 9:18 on Friday here.
Why not?
You got to live your life a little bit, you know. Sometimes people, they just get in the same routine and don't go out there and do fun things.
Well, you only live once.
You know what? We're stuck in this little box every day. Yesterday, I feel like we were inspired by planning in the backyard here at the radio station in the sunshine.
We did. It was beautiful.
It was so nice. Do you think it's acceptable, socially acceptable, to go and have a beer at 10 a.m.?
Yes.
I don't think I care what people think.
I do.
About stuff like that.
You think it's acceptable?
Yeah. Well, I used to work in a pub and you have the regulars rock in at 10. They just want to enjoy a beer, reading their paper and have a bit of a chit-chat, an old punt.
I always love seeing, like, the miners and stuff who finish work really early in the morning at, like, 5 o'clock, 6 a.m., and it's, like, their knock-off time. So they're at the pub getting
straight
pissed.
Straight to the pub.
Yeah, like, you know.
Especially you got the weekend off, you know.
Enjoy your life.
Enjoy your life. What's on for the weekend?
I'm working tomorrow. I'm actually thinking of going to pickleball either Saturday or Sunday. I was just saying to Crevo before, when you get having your cigaretto break, that I'm going to maybe suss out the crowd on Sunday night.
That's a good idea.
They have an extra day now.
It's a new one started, yeah.
Yeah, and apparently it's been really busy. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what that crowd's like to play against.
I'm going to the farm tonight.
Again?
Yeah, and tomorrow we're collecting firewood.
Oh, how fun.
So that's for next winter.
Yeah, it's all on sale now, really cheap. A lot of people have got it for free as well.
Oh, really?
I've seen heaps.
So my dad, one of his friends, they're like ripping out all these old fences and it's like old hardwood is perfect. So we're going to go to their farm and like take the trailers and chainsaws and everything, cut it all up and like take it away.
Yeah. What do you wear when you go collecting firewood?
Just like old ruined clothes.
What music do you listen to?
Farmer Joe.
Probably no music because you got to be aware of the chainsaw.
Yeah,
if you're using chainsaws, you got to be extra.
Safety first.
You
extra
and your dad
alert.
Ain't popping out the UE boom. Do you guys share, do your dad and yourself share common music taste?
Some things, yeah.
Like what? I'm curious.
So he's actually, even though he's almost 100% deaf,
yeah,
he's like 80% deaf. He's a jazz guy, so he studies jazz guitar.
That's right. You said he was
yeah. Every week he goes off for his lesson.
That's so cool.
And he's in the ensemble group. They all play, you know.
Bless his heart.
The exposure we've had. Have you met Crevo's dad?
Yeah,
Jay?
Once. In passing, not long.
Just
at 8 Buns.
You know how you always make that joke about your dad because he's from Chicago, right?
Correct.
So he's got that thick Chicago accent.
Yeah.
Whenever you like speak to him, he might say, "What? What?
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 Do you know what I've noticed? You've been saying that on the show quite a lot in the last couple of weeks.
The word what?
Yeah, but like in that, like you what? Say it in the exact same way.
Yeah, probably do.
Like mannerism.
Father, like he's son. Like his daddy.
What? Yeah.
What?
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 You pick up these mannerisms from your parents.
I always forget that you're half American.
Yeah.
A good, great passport.
Yeah,
to have.
Not at the moment. You wouldn't want to bother going there now.
I mean,
but
like big picture.
Normal, yeah, big picture. Yeah, very useful.
So you can just go move to the States and work there if you like.
Yeah, I can live there, do whatever.
Have you ever thought about doing that or not interested?
I've thought about it.
You did in your younger radio days. You wanted to get a job in Hawaii.
I thought that'd be a fun gig. Like just fun place to live for a couple of years. I took it for a couple of years, not forever.
Did you go and work over there?
Never. Yeah.
I'd love to work like over in America in an American station. I think it'd be fun.
It would be.
It's very different though to what we do.
Apparently, Canada is where you want to go.
That's what I've heard too.
You're listening to 2KLY. Good morning.
Good money. Apparently, they still pay all right in Canada. They haven't cheaped out like the rest of the industry around the world.
Mm. What do you mean? What are you saying?
Well, I haven't heard them doing cuts like because of all the pre-recording and all that sort of stuff now.
So, oh, no, it does happen. Mm. It has happened over
there. Yeah, but they're probably paying more than 40 grand a year.
The Simpsons predicted that though. Like, there's an episode, you know, on The Simpsons, the two radio hosts?
Vaguely, yeah.
So they...
Troy McClure?
No,
Troy,
he's a TV host.
I'm Troy McClure. Yeah, but like in Australia, if you're a TV host, you're a radio announcer as well.
Actually, I'm just trying to find the name. KBBL, that's the station
KBBL.
In The Simpsons.
Great.
Oh, I've actually got... I'm going to play this. Who knew? This was made in like 1994. Who knew that they would predict the future of the radio industry? So this is a machine taking over the station and the guys lose their jobs.
Is the DJ 3000. It plays CDs automatically and it has three distinct varieties of inane chatter.
Hey, hey, how about that weather out there? Whoa, that was the caller from hell. Well, hot dog, we have a wiener.
Man, that thing's great.
Don't praise the machine.
If you don't get that kid an elephant by tomorrow, the DJ 3000 gets your job.
Wow.
I mean, we all know that The Simpsons has this uncanny ability to predict the future.
Typical radio station, though.
If you don't produce the kid an elephant,
they nailed that. How many times have you accidentally given away something that you haven't had?
Yeah.
Like, and they're like, you're like, I didn't know, and you try and everyone blames each other.
You get threatened with losing your job.
Yeah.
Thankfully, our bosses don't listen to the podcast.
Nah, never.
So we don't get any ideas.
Yeah. No,
I don't want the DJ 3000.
We want you to record a whole heap of sayings before you leave the company. Hello. Welcome to the Novos.
Enjoy this song.
Yeah.
It's great.
It was number one in 1984.
1985, 1986.
Oh, well, enjoy your weekend, guys.
Yeah, you too, man.
Very good.
See ya.
Enjoy the podcast.
Enjoy the podcast.
Bye.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning.
I could be the one.
New FM, the Novos, Feel Good Friday.
Hello, guys. Welcome to Friday.
Hello.
It is Feel Good Friday day here at New FM. Feels good, yes.
It does feel good, but you're feeling a little sad, aren't you, Maddie?
Yeah, but you don't want to cry because you don't want to hurt your eye.
Because you're not sure.
You got pink eye, don't you?
I don't have pink eye.
You've got pink eye.
I don't have pink eye.
You've got stink eye.
Do you know what I didn't realise? I know, apparently, pink eye, I've put this into Google, all right, and it's come up
accurate.
Yep. But it's just conjunctivitis, so I don't know where this big myth about pink eye being related to.
You know what? People might stay away from me today. It's great.
Yeah, well.
What a win.
Actually, you know what?
What?
I should just say I do.
I was going to say, don't we have a meeting you
want
to get out of?
Yeah, we do.
Oh.
I've got conjunctivitis.
Sorry.
But I don't, Jade. Like, so I wake up, well, it was yesterday afternoon, actually. I thought, oh, my eye's really stinging.
Mm.
I had a look in the mirror, and I've got, like, this really fine little cut in the corner of my eye. And all I can think of that's happened is I was swimming at the beach, and maybe, like, some sand, when I got dumped by the wave, cut my eye.
Yeah.
It was a little bit swollen. There's no leakage or anything. It's just very sore.
Well, that's all you got.
Is it noticeable?
No,
it's the like bag thing under your eye
is
bigger on one side.
That's
the only difference.
Hamish, did you notice when I walked in?
I did not.
Oh, good.
I didn't notice either, Hamish. But when you come into the light, where it's
certain angles,
where you're direct underneath the.
No, well,
anyway, you're right,
though. I should get out of this meeting today, which I'll be very happy about.
Absolutely.
It's
man.
Just funny.
I've been a close contact.
It's
so
just
I'm out of here, too.
Yeah,
funny
good.
Saying
see
pink eye, then conjunctivitis.
You know what? We were just looking up eye conditions off air.
Yeah.
There's no nice way to say or nice term when it comes to an eye condition. Sty, you know, pink
they all
eye.
They sound disgusting.
Conjunctivitis. They all just sound disgusting.
Yeah.
Conjunctiva. Anyway.
It's a cut, guys. It's a cut.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it is Feel Good Friday. Up next, though, I want to talk about an Aldi Best Buy that's broken the internet.
Oh, my sort of thing.
You know what? There's been a massive development with this story, though, overnight. So I'm going to tell you more next.
Jade, Maddie, and Greaso, the Novos.
guys, and Aldi Best Buys has broken the internet in the last couple of days. It's a picture of a tiny little stool. It's a fluffy little stool. It's used, you know, those tiny ones that sort of come up to, like, your knee?
So like just a below foot, your knee? Like a footrest.
Tiny little footstool. It's a nice little stool. It's good. Some wooden legs. Very furry. On the stool, though, there's no way of saying this nicely. It says blowjob stool.
What?
So
is that? That must be for like.
Let me see.
You know when ladies get their
nails done, their and nails you need done. To sit down real low, and you got to
blow dry them. Well, do you use a hairdryer to blow dry your nails, Jade? If you've done like a
occasionally,
nail painting on it, that's what must be for.
Well, down. But sometimes you need to, you know, get real down real low, especially when blowing the toes.
To
and
be
stuff.
Honest with you, I blow dry my 3 chihuahuas when I. Bathe them.
Perfect.
That would be perfect.
I've seen this shared
comfortable
on Facebook so many times, guys. Now, there has been a development overnight, which I'm very disappointed about. The outrageous item initially prompted no response from Aldi, allowing the internet's imagination to run wild. The supermarket is now saying the image is a fake.
Oh, so someone's gone and done the old Photoshop.
In disappointing news for thousands clamoring to get their hands on their very own stools, Aldi says there is no such item stocked in any of its international stores and says the image has been Photoshopped.
Conspiracy theory, Aldi actually did it. Because
you think?
Well, Aldi has known for their really quirky ads. Like, there's one at the moment. It's a bunch of what you think are birds flying through the air, it's actually bananas flying like birds.
Really?
Yeah, they're absolutely... Aldi ads are actually is like really out there. Their marketing department is next level.
Well, that is true. They're very imaginative. But I think this is a great idea for them. There's so many people got behind this.
Well, everyone that needs to get their like nails blow-dried or whatever... Or blow dry their hair, like while sitting watching TV or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a perfect thing. I reckon there's money to be made from doing that product.
Well, what about the people with arthritis?
Yeah, no one thinks of them.
No one ever thinks of them. They need to get down their crickety knees.
Exactly right. Anyway, hopefully someone else will come up and sell that product.
Well, they said there's no future plans in place to sell this item. They then shared a picture of the same stool with the unphotoshopped title.
And what's the original title?
Faux fur stool.
Somebody's just ripped the tag.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
What else would you use that stool for?
Kid, you know what? It's that small.
It's so small.
Yeah, for kids. Kids
well, let's
room.
Not let's not put those two things in the same break, Jade.
Well,
what do you mean? Kids need, it's a kid stool, kids a faux fur stool, and it's that tiny. It's for kids' room. Done.
Anyway. Interesting. Well, there you go. It's a fake. So if you've seen it online or did
you've
a radio segment about it,
you've been duped.
It's a fake.
Yeah. Guys, lads versus lasses up next. It's our very own Battle of the Sexes game. Now, this is very important because it's about to be the weekend. Now, to get ahead, the lads need to win this because we're all tied up at the moment, aren't we, Jade?
21 apiece.
So, like, I don't like going into the weekend a loser.
Neither do I, ladies.
13-10-09. We need one guy, one girl. Let's play our own Battle of the Sexes game. Movie passes up for grabs.
Yeah, Reading Cinemas, Charlestown. If you want to play, 13-10-09. Doing it next.
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Lads
versus lasses.
All right, so this is our very own Battle of the Sexes game. Really simple. You just have to answer questions that would be normally easy for the opposite sex. At the moment, we do have a lad on the line. Lads, lads, lads. We do need a lass as an opponent. However, if no lass calls, the lads automatically win at the end, and we score the all-important points going into the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So we need a girl, 13-10-09.
You had to get it in there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Do me proud. Call up, ladies. But we're going You're to right. Shane. He plans to eat KFC and watch TV on Sunday, but he also already has his dream car, which is a Dodge Challenger. Ooh, good morning.
Oh, my God.
Shane, hello.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, man. Tell us about your Dodge. When did you get this car?
Got about 12 months ago. Imported from Florida. It's bright purple. It's got a 7 liter in it, and it's so bloody loud.
So nice. is it a new one or is it an old one?
No, it's an old one. It's a 72.
Oh my god! Now, does it have the the headlights that sort of not pop up but lift up slowly?
No, they're all on the grill, so you've got two on each side.
Okay.
Look at that.
Such a nice beautiful car.
Just unbelievable vehicle.
Did it take a lot to get used to driving on the opposite side, Shane?
Yeah, it was learning how to drive again.
Yeah, really?
So, do you take it out cruising, or does it have special plates, or is it just something you're keeping in your garage?
No, I've got it on full New South Wales rego, so I can take it out whenever I want. I only drive it on Sundays, so...
Yeah, nice, man. Oh, good stuff. Congratulations. You're actually living the dream for a lot of people out there.
100%.
All right, Shane, but let's see if you can take out Battle of the Sexes this morning, lads versus lasses. Your first question, which Kardashian or Jenner lady is the richest?
Kylie Jenner.
Oh, not anymore.
No, Kim Kardashian's now taking it out.
Yeah.
All right, question two. Which singer has the song out called Thank You Next?
Ariana Grande.
Correct. Ooh, well done.
One on the board.
Excellent work.
Your third question. Gillette's Lady Range of shavers are named after which planet?
Venus.
Two out of three.
Good
You're
stuff,
on fire.
Man. Good job, Shano. Hold the line, mate. Let's go to our last this morning. Her name is Samantha. She'd love to be an author, loves Mexican food, hates people who don't take responsibility for their actions. That's deep. Samantha, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you? What's your favorite Mexican food?
I love enchiladas.
Aren't they good? Homemade? Delicious.
Yeah, homemade.
Yeah, there's no other way. So delicious.
Get a homemade salsa in there as well.
Yeah.
Of course.
You want to be an author? That's cool. What kind of work would you like to write?
I like historical fiction.
Interesting, because yesterday we were talking about a book called Kissing the Coronavirus, which is an adult book about that.
Erotica.
Bit weird. Ever think you'd try your hand at something like that?
Oh, I don't know if I'd be talented enough for that one. Okay.
That's one way of putting it.
All right, let's do this. You need all three questions right this morning to walk away with the win. Okay, here we go. Question one, what is an auger? A-U-G-E-R.
I have no idea.
Oh, no.
That's no good. It's like a hole digger, or we would have accepted a big drill even.
All right, we'll keep going, because if you get two right, we go to a coin toss. Question number two, name one of the hosts of the TV show The Grand Tour.
James May.
Yes!
Yeah, correct.
Is he your favourite?
I love The Grand Tour.
Oh, easy one for you then.
All right, done. Question number three, what does PSI stand for in tire pressure?
Oh, no. I know it's tire pressure.
Need what it stands for.
Pneumatic.
No.
Pounds per square inch.
It's
Thanks,
okay.
Samantha.
Thanks for playing.
The lads win.
I love that.
The guys have got the guys.
You're off to the movies, Shane.
You.
Hey, good.
And you own a Dodge Challenger. You are living the life.
Not bad.
Oh, good stuff, man. Enjoy the weekend. Thanks for calling. If you want to play Lads versus Lasses next week, book in right now on 13109 with producer Jackson, or hit us up on Facebook.
Jay, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jay, Maddie and Creevo.
Crevo, the Novos.
And we're back.
Come and on. We're back. I wish we were in Japan right now, only because, guys, they have...
Good sushi?
No, well, great sushi, but they actually... I'm a big sucker for ramen, and...
I do like ramen.
But over there in Japan, they actually have ramen Pringles, I've discovered. I feel ripped off. I wish we had ramen Pringles here in Australia.
Surely there is some website on the internet where you can order them.
Maybe, but apparently they're really hard to find over there. There's this person who's written an article on tracking down the rare ramen Pringles in Japan.
Now, Maddie's just done a Google up. Does it look like we're going to be able to get our hands on some?
I think so. Easy enough.
You
sure.
reckon?
Oh, what a great idea.
13109 if you're a food importer.
Yeah, because it's...
I mean, I know it's a long shot.
They even have the actual Pringles, the top ramen chicken as well.
Yeah, really like, yummy. They've
so
got,
delicious.
They've got... there's one covering... Look, I'm really sorry about my Japanese right now, but I believe it's pronounced takoyaki.
Takoyaki.
takoyaki octopus balls through to eggs Benedict and even sukiyaki.
Isn't that just the most Aussie way of saying it? Straight out of Queensland. The takoyaki.
Well, it's a special...
You're pretty close, Jade.
Thank you. It was a special limited edition flavours. Oh, I'd love to get my hands on them. And apparently, this person said, after going on sale from the 27th of July, right? Mm. So they've been around for a little while. It took them months to finally track down the new ramen Pringles. And it was actually our Japanese language reporter, C.G. Nakazawa, who finally stumbled across the Geo Hyper Media shop that stocked them over there.
If you can get your hands on these, and I'm just, I mean, it's a long shot. We won't do anything. Like, we can't give you anything.
No.
We'll talk about you.
Trust you to do a 2-minute rant on unattainable ramen noodle
Pringles.
Japan.
Pringles, though. Oh, imagine that.
You love some 2-minute noodles, don't you?
And Pringles.
Yeah. It's a win. It's a great combination. But on 13109, guys, does your partner get mistaken as a relative? Only because. So my brother and sister-in-law went shopping together the other day.
Yeah.
And my sister-in-law, Claire, was helping her brother buy his girlfriend a present for her birthday. But the shop assistant assumed that Jake was, buying a present for his girlfriend, Claire, at the shop.
Awkward situation.
And it got really awkward very quickly at the registers. So...
I wish shop assistants would mind their own business. Yeah. This used to happen to me so much when I was in a relationship.
Really?
And it's just awkward. And it really does make you question your life choices.
What would they say to you?
Oh, you guys brothers. Weird. Very weird.
Why bring it up?
Yeah.
Why? Because we both have brown hair? We look nothing alike.
On 13109, does your partner, or maybe it's someone you know, that always gets mistaken as a relo? Like maybe it could be a mate who's dating their girlfriend and they look like brother and sister. Like, nothing sinister, but just, you know, obviously, if...
Or if people think it's... Your father.
Yes. Surely it happens.
I'd love to hear from someone who has that. Jay, Maddie and
Creepo, the Novos. 13109 right now we're asking you, does your partner get mistaken as a relative? Jay, Maddie and
Creepo. This is because it happened to my sister and my brother-in-law. The siblings went out to buy Jake, his girlfriend, a birthday present. Claire was just helping him as a good sister. And then the shop assistant assumed that Jake was just being a good boyfriend, taking his girlfriend out and buying her some new shoes.
Awkward.
Yeah, it was very awkward.
You know what's funny, though? There's been a study out recently that said, as human beings, we naturally gravitate towards people as partners that look similar to us.
Yeah, that is
now,
true.
You two have partners. Both of your partners look completely different to you guys. Mm-hmm. Like, there's absolutely no chance you'd make that mistake.
Yeah. No, yeah, no, lucky.
Which is good. Has it happened with past boyfriends with you, Jade?
No.
You know, blondie surfy boy? Because you've gone like the dark-haired rocker boy.
That's true.
Since.
But no, believe it or not, I sometimes find it awkward with my father-in-law. Because... Oh. He's quite close in age with me. There's a bit of an age gap with my...
But at least you aren't, blood relatives, though, which makes it a little bit better.
But still, a bit awkward when you're out
And
they go, oh, does your boyfriend want a tea as well?
Yeah, and it's what? My father-in-law.
How long have you been married for?
Just a bit awkward, especially when Monica, you know, the wife's there, my mother-in-law.
She'd love that, wouldn't she?
Oh, no. Daggers for days. Daggers for days.
Let's go to the phones. Nicole, tell us, does your partner get mistaken as a relative of yours?
My father.
Your father?
Okay.
Oh, tell us more. So there's obviously quite an age gap there, yeah?
Yeah, 16 years.
16 years. So how old are you and how old is he?
I've just turned 47 and he's 63.
Now, how did this first happen? Does it make you feel weird?
I thought it was quite funny, to be honest.
Mm.
We were at Harvey Norman and I'm one of these ones that will, like, chop him down. Like, I don't pay full price.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah, you good. Like a deal. Yeah. You're a smart lady.
Yeah,
you
like me.
So he gets quite embarrassed about that, and he just walks away. He just walks away.
Yeah.
And the young bloke serviceman said, "Oh, I think we just embarrassed your father."
So it's the young ones that put their foot in.
Well, honey, that's not my father. That's my partner. So now I know you can give me a better deal.
Oh, yes! I love that.
Oh, Nicole.
You're a legend.
We had to go and see his manager, and we got about $3,000 off that day. So
what a saving! That's so good.
Using it to your advantage.
Good.
Play the awkwardness like a fiddle.
How often does it happen, Nicole?
It's happened quite a few times. Yeah.
Oh, look, I mean, what a win in life, though.
I know, if you can use it to your advantage.
Why not?
Does he get embarrassed by it, Nicole?
No, I don't. I don't think he does. I think he thinks, you know, oh, this is all right. You know, I've got a young chick on my arm, but...
Yeah, but that is true.
He's winning at life. He's loving it. Of course he is.
Thanks for calling, Nicole. Enjoy your Friday. So good.
I know. Awesome. Hey, guys, up next, Love It or Loathe It. It is, of course, my chance to get your thoughts on the daily topics.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics, whatever I want, and then you just give me your opinions, love it or loathe it, okay? Kicking things off today, I want to hear your thoughts on ready-made, fully prepared meals at the supermarket.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. We're talking ones in where the hot chooks are, right? You can just go there and
like
buy them.
Yeah, it's like a little box. It's got everything, maybe even in little different compartments ready to go.
Love it. I'm such a fan.
Loathe it.
What was the last one you had, Jade?
I got just, I think sometimes they do just little like chicken, like drummies, like little chicken niblets.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's
a nice snack when you just want to eat from the Woolies down to your car.
Woolies at Market Town do the Japanese food.
Oh, yeah.
So, like,
yeah,
they're almost like little bento boxes.
Yeah.
The problem is with them, they're very expensive and they're not satisfying enough. I always feel like I want more. Mm. The delicious food, but, like,
not
you
quite
know.
Where you
you can get potato bake sometimes.
Yeah.
If from there as well. It's really good. I like it. Especially if, you know what? When I used to work in a different job.
Which one?
There's so many. I actually can't even remember, to be honest. But I remember I used to, like when you forget your lunch, it's good when you live near like a Woolies or a Coles and they have those hot boxes.
All the cooking's already done for you.
Yeah, well, you just duck in there, get a cheap meal for lunch and duck out.
So, last time I was in Sydney.
Yeah.
I went to, they have these things called Woolworths Metro. And they're like these tiny little Woolies stores in the city. And they sell, like, same deal, like pre-prepared hot food. But I got a pizza and it's in like a full-size pizza box. But it had only like 3 slices of pizza in it.
That's
like,
weird.
I feel ripped off.
Yeah, waste of cardboard too.
So, do you guys, there's an airline over in Finland called Finnair.
Mm-hmm.
And because, of course, no aeroplane's going anywhere, no one's doing anything, they've got all this stuff cooking and selling business class food, and they've got it into the supermarkets in those fridges and stuff. So it's like full meals. Some of the options, though, a little bit different to your standard Jetstar Sydney to Melbourne.
Let's hear
it. Reindeer meatballs. As one option. Arctic char, which I assume is some sort of fish.
Mm.
And then they've also got some of the Japanese stuff. I'm not sure why they're making the teriyaki beef. Doesn't really seem a like
mix.
A match for
like
in air. But hey, At least they're getting their airline staff work and doing something.
Yeah, but I like airline food. Apparently. I get excited. It's one of the best things about going on holiday.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I totally disagree.
Only you. reindeer meat, apparently, very nice.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not gamey at all.
Yeah, right. I haven't tasted it,
but I was watching a Gordon Ramsay thing the other day where he was throwing reindeer, and he was like, this is actually delicious.
I'd give it a go. They're selling for like $12.
Come here, Rudolph.
Nice to sell at Christmas. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a big festive, isn't it?
Mummy and Daddy are feeding you Dasher and Prancer tonight.
Reindeer balls.
What do you call it? The flavour dancing around on your mouth.
These are the reindeers that didn't make Santa's sleigh.
It's the reindeer Santa rejects.
Oh, there's a nose in there. A red nose.
Good old John West. No, we don't eat reindeer.
No, we love reindeer.
They do in Finland.
Yeah,
though.
Very cute.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Well, Santa's from up that way, so.
He is. Great accent, Santa.
He probably approved it.
Yeah, I love that Santa just changes his accent as to, you know, what country he's in.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
he's actually typically green. We have the red Santa Claus outfits. Green is what the traditional.
No, it's not.
I've never heard of that in my life.
Yeah, no, do some research.
Jay, Maddie, and Creezo, the Novos.
Good morning!
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning! I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos. Feel Good Friday.
And it's Feel Good Friday because the weekend's here and the bosses always let us pick one song an hour of our choice to pump us up for the Feel Good Friday.
What a treat.
What have you picked? Coming up,
it's the Spice Girls' Wannabe.
That is good.
Yeah, great
good
song.
Good job, Jade.
Thanks, yeah.
10 out of 10. What did you pick that they rejected?
They rejected Kanye West Gold Digger.
It's such an ordeal to get songs approved, isn't it?
Well, it has to go. First, it goes to us. Then it goes to the boss. Then the boss talks to the music department. Then the music department have a conference call about it.
Yeah.
And then it's approved. Then it has to be put in the system by the administrator. And then we play it.
Just for those who think we pick the music, we don't.
I love red tape.
Yeah, I know. Honestly, there's a whole roll of it.
I'm stoked we got that song through. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's like a miracle.
Mm. Hey, guys, interesting topic up next. Sam Armitage, of course, who hosts Sunrise, has copped a whole lot of backlash in the last 24 hours about comments she made on the back of ScoMo's comments that people earning $180,000 a year aren't rich. It's got to do with the tax cuts that he's giving to that income bracket. And it's, of course, the old class warfare debate comes up. Now, Sam Armitage has been accused of being out of touch after these comments.
Ross, I guess $180,000, it depends where you live, doesn't it, in Australia as to whether or not you're wealthy on that. In Sydney, probably not.
Yes.
Jane, $180,000 sounds like a lot, but these FIFO workers make huge sacrifices. They're often the sole income earners. You know, a couple of kids, a mortgage. Does $180,000 a year make someone rich?
So,
big debate.
Does $180,000 a year make you rich?
Well, I sort of worked this out. After tax, you'll be getting around about $2,700, I think we worked out, roughly.
Per week,
which I think is pretty good.
The three of us are fantasizing about that just now, thinking about what you could do.
We're not even close to that.
So this is what gets me, right? Mm-hmm. I love that ScoMo has very smartly used FIFO workers as an example here.
The hardworking tradies.
And they are.
Which they are.
It's
a very tough job.
But
most of us are not doing that.
Yeah. In comparison, a lawyer or a doctor that's on $180,000 a year as well will get the exact same cuts. These like white-collared professionals are on that sort of wage. He's just smartly, as I said, used FIFO workers as an example. Yeah, they do sacrifice that a lot, but I mean, it's an interesting one.
And in defence of my fellow journeyman Samantha, she grew up in the bush.
Yeah,
she's a daughter of a farmer. Farmers, if they earn $180,000, they're doing terribly.
Yeah.
Because if you talk about the cost, you know, certain costs associated with farming, that's nothing. You know, if in order to offset the costs, they have to be making about $1 million at least. You know, so it she's right when she says it depends on where you are. I think she might have been a little bit, her comments were taken out of... I think she was probably taken out of context with that particular one.
All right, well, 13:10:09, the question we are asking you this morning, $180,000 a year salary, does it make you rich?
I think so. I think it does.
I think if you live in Sydney and you make that much, I don't think you're really rich.
Mm.
I think you just do it like you just in Sydney, honestly, you're probably just middle class.
Yeah.
If you want to own a house, own your own home, one income household, 180K.
So, I will tell you,
not rich in Sydney.
People who earn $180,000 a year are in the top 4%. The highest earners in this country.
Yeah, but we're not talking about Sydney, though. Like, in Newcastle, we're here in Newcastle, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It would make you rich, definitely.
Yeah, well, taking your calls next, what are your thoughts on this? Has she overstepped the line? Do you think it's enough money? Do you think it's too much money? Taking your calls after this.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
13:10:09 this morning is $180,000 a year. If you get that in your salary, does it make you rich? You ain't gotta go away.
100% it does.
Mm.
Yes.
No.
What about makes you rich? You think about all the people who are, you know, earning, you know, $30,000 a year on benefits. You know, what about them? Or not even them.
No.
Like, the people who, like, were on average wages of, say, you know, $48,000 a year or maybe $51,000 a year. Like, they're struggling. They're doing it tough. They've still got mortgages and everything. $180,000. That's $2,700 a week.
After tax.
That's pretty good money.
I hear what you're saying.
That's baller.
I would love to be earning that kind of money. It'd be amazing, right? But I just want to put a piece of evidence out for Sam, in support of Sam.
Yeah, okay.
She said these comments on the back of ScoMo's comments on giving high income earners a tax cut.
Ross, I guess $180,000 depends where you live, doesn't it, in Australia as to whether or not you're wealthy on that. In Sydney, probably not.
Yes.
Jane, $180,000 sounds like a lot, but these FIFO workers make huge sacrifices. They're often the sole income earners. You know, a couple of kids, a mortgage. Does $180K a year make someone rich?
Now, here's my evidence, right? Just hear me out for a second.
Okay.
If you are in Sydney, like she's saying, right, and you want to buy a three-bedroom house, I've just jumped on realestate.com, a three-bedroom house, a bit of a fixer-upper, actually, in Newtown, 249 square metre block, that's small, right? It's $2,050,000. Now, the mortgage repayments on a 30-year loan on that, you're at $2,000 a week. So from your $2,700, you've got $700 left.
I mean, the term rich is relative, right?
Like, that's a three-bedroom fixer-upper in Sydney. Now, in Newey, you are probably balling. But like she said, in Sydney, I'm not going to say you are rich.
Yeah,
you don't
but
own
we
a
always
boat
go
that.
To Sydney as an excuse and a cop-out. That's
she's
what,
talking
that's
about
what
Sydney.
Rich people say. Oh, it is. It's that's, true.
She was talking about Sydney.
Hey,
anyway,
Craig,
I'm putting my evidence
good morning.
Out there.
Does $180K a year make you rich?
Far from it. And I don't know, your $2,700 is not right, it's about
$2,250. All right, you're exact.
Got the calculator out there.
Any of you guys can go and do that job. If you want to go and drive trucks going around and around in circles 24/7, and you're not allowed to have a radio with you, or you can have an AM radio, FM radio, you're not allowed to have a phone, you're not allowed to have a magazine, you're not allowed to have a paper, they've got cameras on your eyes all the time, you can't. Yeah, these guys, they're doing it tough while they're doing it, and they're earning every cent.
We're
not disagreeing with that.
What's your perception of rich?
Well, that's what do you do for work, Craig? Let's get that.
I'm a coal miner.
You're a coal miner.
See, okay, cool.
I'm about 30K short of what they're doing.
See, I think, Craig, for what you do, I think you absolutely deserve
100%
the
not
money
that,
that you
all.
Earn. Because I know,
trust me, I'm not rich. I'm going to have to work till I'm 65.
Yeah.
And I totally agree with people that are earning 48 grand are not earning enough. But, like, if I wasn't bringing that money, if I wasn't earning that money, my company would be just taking that money offshore anyway. It's the only way it stays in the country.
Mm.
Yeah, it's so
do you have a family, Craig?
Beg your pardon?
Do you have a family?
Yeah, yeah. I've got four kids and a missus. The kids are growing up now.
Yeah.
So, but are you... Okay, so they're growing up. So you're not paying school fees anymore?
No, but I'm helping kids buy houses and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're doing your duty as a dad.
I mean, there are different levels, right? Yeah. I mean,
well, but that's choice. So if you want to, it's really kind. That's a good, generous thing for a father to do to help their kids buy a place.
Hard, even
but he doesn't have to do that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he'd be better off if he didn't offer that help. Like, if he's getting deposits for the kids, he doesn't have to do that.
Let's go to Brandon. Hey, Brandon, how are you? Hello, Brandon.
Brandon's gone, I think.
Gabby's on the phone. Hey, Gabby.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, good. $180,000 a year. Does it make you rich?
I think it makes you comfortable, but I wouldn't necessarily say rich, especially with the tax levels that we cop in Australia. I know that I lose about 50% of my income tax, and that's before you count rego, licensing, land rates, water rates. You know, there's like, at the end of the day, we're losing about 70% of our income tax, whether they call it tax or not. So,
yeah. You know what? I do agree on that point. People that do earn these massive salaries, they do pay a lot in tax. They do lose a lot of their money.
Mm.
So it's like, you know, we might pay Jade, for example, what, in a pay cycle, $600 tax?
Mm.
Maybe these people are paying so much more. Thousands. I do get it. And it is true. Everything's relative, right? I mean, it just depends on where you live. You know, what costs you have, whether you rent, whether you own a house.
I can't believe we brought him over. Congrats. Welcome, Maddie.
You've flip-flopped, haven't you, Maddie?
Well, I have. Well, when you hear, it is true.
When you hear all the evidence, that's all you got to look at, the evidence, to know. 180K is great, and in Newcastle, you probably are killing
it. And I do
agree
for the FIFO workers. They work hard. They sacrifice a lot.
No, this isn't about people's working abilities and that they don't deserve what they do, but I still think $180,000 makes you rich, 100%. If that's $2,200 a week, if you can't like manage your money on like that, like to be better off, that's insane.
All right, there's your piece.
That's my opinion.
Fair enough. Yeah. wow, that got really intense there for a while.
That's a debate.
It's a debate. That's what we do.
Jay, Maddie, and Creepo, the Novos.
Now, guys, we love a dumb criminal story on this show, and this one is kind of amazing because often happens at airports, you know, the customs are always looking out for people who might be trying to secure away something, smuggle something into the country, right? It happens quite a lot. These customs agents noticed a man was walking in a weird way, right?
Yeah, I've got some border security music for you.
Oh, let's kick this off. I love that show. And, you know, this would be perfect for that show. Unfortunately, the cameras weren't rolling. Anyway, they notice this guy's got a weird walk. What's going on? They go over, start questioning him.
A waddle.
Yeah, it was a bit of a waddle, actually. And then, they do the first thing they do, x-ray his bags. He doesn't have anything in his bags. And then they do the old pat-down. Oh, can't really find anything in his clothes.
And what comes next?
Well, you know what comes next. They have to do a bit more of an, let's call it, intensive search.
Yeah.
Turns out he had over a kilo of gold in his prison wallet.
Oh, over a kilo!
And he'd like stretched it out into these long strips. And then he'd secured it about his person.
That is amazing what people will do in desperation.
Apparently worth about $100,000.
Wow.
And, yeah, he was just walking around with it. No wonder he was waddling. Wouldn't have been so comfortable, I'm thinking.
Ooh.
Blink, 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 blink.
Yeah, they got a couple of pictures of it.
Imagine
trying to secure that away.
How heavy gold is?
Well, I do know. It was a kilo.
That's quite incredible.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I wonder if he did training for that. Like, you'd have to exercise the clench and, everything.
I guess. I don't know. I didn't really go into the details, and they didn't have his, like, Insta handle all or anything for me to ask.
The three gold bars.
Yeah, well, they're, yeah. They've,
so they're three long, skinny, if you look...
They look like curly whirlies. Imagine a bigger, curly whirly.
A bigger yeah. curly whirly.
Thicker curly whirly. He's secreted that amongst himself. He said, customs officials said most people trying to smuggle gold try and hide it in chocolate boxes, purses, umbrellas, and other objects like pens. This is a first for them.
The prison wallet.
Yeah, the old prison wallet, eh?
I wonder how long he'd go to prison for that.
Well, they didn't say. You know, it was more about the story was more focused on the way he carried the gold than
sad.
The details of his case going forward.
What you know a silly what? Billy.
You almost let them off just for, you know, going that extra effort. Into that extra effort you know, to get it's it
not,
through.
Not how police work, but I hear what you're saying.
Well, this is why we're not judges.
Yeah, that's right.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
The Novos. Hey guys, we're just looking at some wedding photos that are coming back from our wedding at your door. And just a couple of action shots of kissing. So I've got a weird question I've always thought about. And I want to ask you, Jade.
Yeah.
When you said, I do, you may kiss the bride, blah, blah, blah. Do you French kiss?
No, we didn't.
Just a peck.
Yeah, it was
you
like
wanted to get it a lingering. Right for the photos,
it's got to be tasteful. So it was sort of a lingering, partial open mouth, but no tongue.
No tongue.
No. I think that's a bit gross. That. I think it's a bit gross putting the tongue down your other half's throat at your wedding.
In front of your family.
In front of your parents.
Yeah, good point.
And your
good
grandparents. Don't give people those images.
I don't think there's anything wrong.
I do.
It's your day.
It grosses me out. I don't like it. You know how I feel about PDA.
Yeah, the wrong person to ask, actually.
Yeah,
I'm surprised Ben didn't kiss you on the cheek.
Yeah.
Or just hold your hand.
I'm just
or do, like, blow a kiss?
It's a time and place. There's a time and place. But guys, I want to talk to you after this about a woman who was forced to smash a bracelet after getting it stuck when she was trying it on at the shops. Very awkward.
Ooh,
yeah.
Expensive.
Is that like you break it, you buy it? You wear it forever, you buy it?
You'll find out.
Right now, Bon Jovi, Bad Medicine. At 105.3 New FM, 7:39, tops of 25 in Maitland today. What's so funny?
We just turned into French chefs all of a sudden. Creepo and I were like...
Pass the souffle, Jade.
Okay. Oui,
oui. Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Jade, we're talking about a woman who has broken a bracelet in a shop.
Yes.
Hang on, I've got your How Bizarre little stick.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo. How
Bizarre. You, so basically... this poor woman in Guangzhou, over in South China, in Guangzhou province, basically got this jade bracelet stuck while she was trying it on at her local jewelry store. Yeah. And she was forced to call firefighters after several failed attempts to take it off. They finally helped her by smashing the jade bracelet.
Oh, my God.
Which she had to pay for.
Well, and those, like, jade in China is very prized.
Yeah, very sometimes, expensive.
Sometimes it's worth, like, tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Like, could be, I don't know, that might have just been the $4 job from down at the market, but sometimes they're worth heaps.
Well, this was at a proper jewellery store, and they were saying it was, she had to pay thousands of dollars.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't you be filthy and have to pay for it and it's broken? Like, wouldn't you have just left it on?
Devastating.
Yeah, it feels like one of those things where it's like, I don't know, ma'am, I don't know if that's going to fit you, and she'd be like, no, it fits, let me show you.
Oh, terrible. Well, it says here, after getting it stuck, the woman and the store clerk used several methods, including soapy water and lubricants, to get it off, but all failed.
Lucky they had the lube handy.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, it actually didn't work out.
Yeah. So just just devastating.
Apparently her hand says thousands
of dollars. And it says her hand, due to the tightness of the bracelet, eventually became unbearable. So they eventually just said, look, we've got to get the hammer. And it says, fortunately, the woman was not hurt.
Jeez.
That's a relief. But the bracelet was, and her bank account was hurt by the sounds of it.
Absolutely devastating.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
Just keep it on.
I've never been stuck in anything other than a dress in the fitting room once.
They have to snip that off with the scissors?
I had to call Ben on the mobile phone. I said, Ben, I need you to come to the ladies' fitting room. I'm stuck.
This is why I
look like a real creeper going in there.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, do I have to? I said, Ben, I'm stuck. I can't get the dress off.
Get the scissors.
Ben had to come in. So he quickly, like, ducked in behind the curtain, and here I am, arms above my head.
And there's two pairs of legs down there and a dress falling on the ground. They'd be thinking something's
going on. Horrible. But anyway,
do you know what, though?
Got the dress off.
I hate change rooms because people have this, you know, falsified image of themselves. They try and squeeze into these outfits. Mm. Now, if I was to buy that, say I was a lady and I bought that dress after you've been wriggling around in it, probably stretching all the bloody stitching.
Yeah.
That's why I don't agree with, just take it.
What do you mean?
I don't agree with change rooms. What? You're the worst. You'll try on like 50 different.
Hold on. Slow down, Maddie. Slow down for a second. You'll blame. So firstly, you just said you don't believe in change rooms.
Yeah, no, I don't.
So what, if you were elected mayor of Newcastle, you'd go around and ban all change rooms.
Just hearing that story about you.
Yeah.
Like stretching that dress out of shape and then some poor person has to go and buy it after
you. How do you know it was stretched out of shape? I didn't say it was stretched out of shape.
Well, it was stuck on your body.
Don't assume. There you go. Oh,
she's so offended.
No, I'm not.
Oh, good. It's Friday.
Ban the change rooms, he says. No change rooms.
It's the same with jewelry. Do you know what? Keep it on, lose some weight, and it'll come off. She could have kept it.
Oh. Imagine if a jeweler said that to you. You'll be in pain for a little while. You can't get it off. You're going to have to spend thousands of dollars on this bracelet. Just lose some weight.
It'll come off.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I got to testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Friday edition. Hey, mate.
Yeah, good morning. So last year, of course, the Spice Girls got back together and went on tour over in the UK. People were excited because they did mention that they were trying to get the shows here, which was exciting. So COVID ruined that. But Mel C sat down. She's revealed what her hopes are for 2021 if COVID goes away.
We had the most incredible year last year, playing stadiums all across the UK and Ireland. And we have got to do it again. We talk about it all the time. Of course, this year has thrown everything into chaos, but I'm doing everything within my power to make that happen.
Wow. Oh. Well, we were just chatting about this this morning. I can't wait. I really want to see them. The show looks fantastic. Mm. So good.
I always wanted to be Ginger Spice.
Jerry.
Yeah.
The attention seeker one.
Look
at me. I'm in a flag dress.
Yeah, and you're Scary Spice and Crevo's Posh Spice.
Who's Jackson Baby Spice?
Jackson Sporty Spice.
Can I just be the guy that pays to go and watch the show?
Yeah.
It'll be exciting, though, because it's 25 years since they got together in 2021. Yeah. So, yeah, that'll be nice.
Do you know what? It's interesting because Mel C was dragging that chain just as much as Posh for a long time. Now she seems so enthusiastic. I guess that paycheck really
perked her up.
Do you reckon she's got, does she have kids?
She's got a new album out, actually.
Kids are they get expensive, especially when they're in that whole private school world and everything. God.
Yeah, but no, she's released a new single. She's obviously got a taste of the...
Of the cash.
She's
desperate for money.
Desperate for money.
Few too many Range Rovers.
Good car, good car. Poorly made, though. Moving on to Charmed. So, did you ever watch this show back in the day?
Loved it. It's on Peach. They do afternoon reruns occasionally.
Okay, well, there's a new one out. So, the Warner Brothers company's made, like, the reboot of Charmed. And the original cast, so two of them, Holly Mary Coombs, who played Piper, and then Rose McGowan, who played Paige, they were on this Instagram live feed, right? And someone mentioned that Netflix had taken the old series of Charmed off, and this was their response.
When you search for it, they want you to find the new Charmed and not...
But it sucks. Cool. I haven't seen it, I can't say that. I've never seen it.
I didn't hear what you said.
I said it sucks. But I'm happy that people have jobs.
So this has caused a feud between the old cast and the new cast. So Sarah Jeffrey, who's like in the new one, she's hit out and said that it's actually disgusting and embarrassing that women of their age and stature act like that on social media. Also, too, she says that they're putting down women of colour within the industry. She'd be embarrassed to behave that way.
So is the new cast...
Yes.
African-American.
So it's a very diverse cast. So Holly Mary Coombs came out and said that the BS. Also, too, Rose McGowan said that it's not about women of colour within the industry. She's happy that they've got jobs, but she's just mad that they're cashing in on hard work that these girls did so many years ago.
How ridiculous.
It's an interesting feud.
I mean, it's these girls, I love the original cast of Charmed, but you know what? Move on with your life.
Well, I just think, I agree with that, Maddie.
Like, come on, let these young girls have their start in the industry.
Just trying to make a couple of dollars, like bit of extra coin.
Everything gets remade in Hollywood, regardless if it's a TV show or a movie.
Hey, that's totally true.
You know, like, they're just probably upset that they didn't get asked to redo it themselves.
I mean, it would have been good if they did.
Oh, it would have been, but, you know, just be more supportive.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jackson.
Thanks for that.
Coming up next, we are talking Christmas decorations. Jade, you're cooked, mate.
Yeah.
You're bloody cooked. I'm going to tell you more after the news at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, it is Feel Good Friday here at 105.3 New FM. And coming up next on 13.10.09, Jade. We all know she's a little bit different. She's not in the room right now, so I can say this. But she wants to buy Christmas decorations. You might see them up in the shops at the moment. And we got chatting. At the end of the day, is it really that weird to start putting them up? Oh, here she is. Jade, come in. We have to talk now.
Okay. Hey.
We're talking about your Christmas decorations. So, obviously, they're up in the shop everywhere at the moment, and you really, really want to put them up, right?
Oh, I do. And I was, 2020's been a bit of a write-off year, some would say. I think most would actually say. Mm. And to the point where a girlfriend of mine, unfortunately, she is in Melbourne, and she's doing the whole lockdown thing down there. She's got two kids under three. So she's having a really tough trot, and she's like, you know what? Stuff it. She's like, I'm putting up the Christmas tree decorations now.
Yeah, too early.
No.
Far too early. It's bad luck.
No, it's actually proven that Christmas makes people happier. Everyone's nicer. It puts everyone in a good mood because it's the holidays and people are giving and the joy you get from that. And so she's like, you know what? I'm putting up my Christmas decorations now. And that's what she's done. And I was thinking, after Halloween's done, obviously I've got the big party coming up. Our new FM team party. So I thought, you know what? I think I'm going to put up the Christmas decorations early too.
No, you can't do it. Bad luck. But what we're doing here, 13.10.09, do you have the Christmas decorations up yet? I don't think we'll get anyone, but we might. Do you have them up yet? If you do or are thinking about putting them up, give us a call right
us,
now.
Have a chat.
13.10.09.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Do you have the Christmas decorations up yet?
Jade, Maddie and Grifo.
How ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Way too early, isn't it?
No, it's never too early for Christmas decorations, especially in 2020. Like, what a crappy year. It's been tough. Well, and it's proven, facts, science proves this, that everyone's in a better mood at Christmas.
I can't believe, yet again, the shops already have the trees up.
I love it.
The middle of the island, Big W.
I love it.
Some shopping centres are even putting like the shopping centre decorations up.
Good, I've proven
bad
this.
Bad luck.
No,
you can't do it before, mid-December.
No.
Should be the earliest.
It's, you're meant to put your Christmas tree up, supposedly, on the 1st of December. But
even
I say, if
well
you
early.
Want to put it up today on the 16th of October, go for it.
No, you've got Jade's permission.
Yeah.
Let Halloween finish first. Yeah. You like to celebrate that. You can't have both at the same time. Let's take your calls right now. Hey, Lynn, how are you?
Pretty good, how are you?
Yeah,
hey,
good.
Lynn.
Now, isn't Jade a cooked unit for wanting to do this?
Put
trees up
and
trees
stuff?
Up
what?
Yet, right?
No. I've had my first lot of decorations up for a month.
Yay!
A month already?
That's awesome.
Okay, talk us through the decorations, Lynn. You've got the tree.
I haven't put the tree up yet. I'm an elf freak.
Oh. do you have the outfit? You're wearing that around the house?
No, that is scared too many people.
That's all right.
Oh, you're talking about those naughty elves and elves on the shelf.
No, elves.
Just regular.
They're collectible.
Okay.
Wow. Interesting. So now.
But I had started about a month ago, and I'm actually on my way now to pick up friends to head to the Christmas shop at Morpeth and the one at Hannah Valley Gardens.
Morpeth, you've got Jane's attention. Are you married? Do you have a partner? What's your situation there?
I have a partner that doesn't actually live with me, he lives elsewhere. But he just shakes his head. My kids just shake their heads. Hey, I don't care.
Yeah, you know what? Let them be little saddies in their own time. I think if it makes you happy, go for it.
Lynn, tell me, when did this obsession with putting decorations up begin? Is that something you do every year? What's the earliest you've put the decorations up?
Well, I'm actually late this year.
Oh, terrible.
Very disappointing.
This weekend, for the last few years, my girlfriends and I have travelled somewhere different. We went to Victoria, we've been to Queensland just to buy Christmas decorations.
Oh my God. Do you wear the elf outfit like in the bedroom with your partner?
Oh God, no.
Okay. He went there, Lynn. He's a filthy
animal.
Why'd
you go there for?
Filthy.
Ruin Christmas.
Same bell.
Yeah. All right. Ring the bell.
Happy time of year. I love it. I think, you know what, everyone, put your Christmas decorations up and just enjoy a long festivus for the end of 2020.
A long festivus. Hey, what that sounds like a great party of festivus. What does it mean?
It just means a big festival.
I really want to do a Jade dictionary for the show. Like, whenever a new word is on the show, we'll just add it to the book.
And then we could have it all, listed out. Sell them.
Festivus.
Just a big old festival thingamajig.
Please put it in a sentence.
I can't. Hey, speaking of dictionaries,
yeah,
I want to do something next for you guys, because there's so many. The English language is a rich tapestry, isn't it? It's filled with obscure words, with obscure meanings, and we only use about 10% of it day to day.
Do we really?
If that, yeah. So what I wanted to do next is some more unusual words, and I want to get like a gauge on what you think the meanings are.
Right.
Almost like a competition.
Yeah, just between the two of you.
Yeah.
And whoever's closest, you can have some points or whatever that don't really matter.
I got it. So basically, you're going to say some really big words, and we hopefully will know what the meaning is.
Well, not necessarily big, just unusual. And I'll get you guys to guess what the meaning is, and then I'll give the real definition.
Excellent,
okay.
Excellent. I can't wait for this. You're going down, girlfriend. You're going down.
It's Jade, Maddie, and Greaso, the Novos.
And my job as a lexicographer is to try to put all the words possible into the dictionary.
Yeah, this is because the English language is so rich and we only tap into a tiny, tiny part of it, and there's so many great words out there.
What were you saying before? We only use 10% on average per day.
Yeah, there's so much out there, maybe even less than 10%. There's so many great words that have meanings that you wouldn't even expect. And sometimes the words actually sound like something but mean something completely different.
Well, that's why they say English is the hardest language to learn.
I totally believe.
Well, Jade and I are clearly wordsmiths, so we're just absolutely going through the park.
Yeah, so what I thought...
my English teacher's going to be very disappointed.
Well, you never know. You might surprise yourself, right? So I've got some words here I'm going to say, and then I'm going to get each of you to say what you think the definition is, and then the closest person will get a point.
Okay. Right?
Quite simple.
Can we yell out our names for the... No, we know it first.
No, you just take your turn, right?
Okay.
The first one we're going to kick things off with is defenestration. What do you think that is?
Who's first?
You can go first. You look confident.
Yeah.
Defenestration.
Can you spell that for me,
please? Sure. D-E-F-E-N-E-S-T-R-A-T-I-O-N. Defenestration.
It's the art of defending an animal before it's castrated. Defenestration.
It does sound like that. I'll give you that.
Defenestration. Okay, I'm going to say it has to do with the Australian government and our borders.
So something to do with defence.
Defenestration. It just means that there's a committee that looks after the borders.
Yeah, I'm going to give no points for that.
What does that mean?
So it's the act of throwing a person or thing out the window.
Oh well, that's an unnecessary word for that.
Defenestration.
Yeah.
Did you know what that?
No idea.
That's a ridiculous word.
I don't feel as dumb now.
Defenestration.
Okay. All right. Here's another one.
Yeah.
What is a dick?
A what?
A dick dick.
A dick dick.
A what?
A dick dick.
Can you spell it, please?
D-I-K. Space or hyphen D-I-K.
A dick dick.
What is a dick dick?
A dick dick.
Jade, you can go first on this one.
I'm going to say it is... Goodness gracious me. A broom.
A type of broom?
A type of broom.
Okay. Maddie, do you want to have a go?
A dick dick is the Chinese version of TikTok?
No. TikTok's actually Chinese, the Chinese version of TikTok.
Really dumb.
A dick dick
really dumb.
Is a tiny antelope, a type of antelope in Africa.
Really?
And it's about 30 to 40 centimetres tall, so it's really small.
Oh, it's mini.
It's a mini antelope.
Bite size.
I love miniature animals.
So the name dick dick is actually, it's like an imitation of their...
sound it makes?
Yeah, the sound, the alarm, like when there's a bit of danger.
I was way off.
A dick dick.
A type of broom. Yeah, not it at all. All right, next one. What is a spermophile?
I'm going to say a doctor... A spermophile is what a doctor uses at an IVF clinic to characterize... men's sperm.
Like some sort of filing system.
Yeah, a spermophile.
All right, okay. What do you think?
Spermophile. Spermophile is a book that a lady keeps with the names of all of the men that she's had adult cuddles with. Spermophile.
Very wrong. No. It's a type of burrowing rodent. It's actually all types of burrowing rodents in a certain area.
Crevo,
in the UK.
You know what? When did it turn into guess what the random animal is?
Well, it's just two.
Crevo, Attenborough.
All right, do you want one more to wrap things up?
One more.
All right, what is a blatherskite?
A blatherskite.
I'm going to guess this isn't an animal.
Can I try and spell it?
Yeah, if you want.
B-L-A-T-H-E-R-S-K-Y-T-E.
S-K-I-T-E, pretty close.
I'm gonna say it's a saying that when someone's blabbling along, they say, stop being such a blabberskite.
All right, what do you reckon, Maddie?
A blatherskite or
blatherskite.
Not blatherskite, Jade.
You've already changed it. Jade's Dictionary is the new segment coming next week, by the way.
So I think blatherskite. Let's think about this. I think that it's a person who talks at great lengths without making much sense.
Google it, you cheater. You're a cheat.
Yeah, you get 0 points
so
for that.
So are we all blatherskites?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. A person that talks at great length without making sense.
Yeah, I was close.
Who do you think is the biggest blatherskite? blather Skype on the team, Kruver?
Myself, probably. I'm always blathering on.
Jackson, I think you're a better judge here. Who do you think is the biggest blather Skype on the team?
Oh, I really don't want to get into this debate.
No, no, come on. We're open to... Who is it?
Look,
Maddie, isn't it?
No, probably you, Jack.
Really?
You big old blather Skype.
You know what? That's actually a compliment.
We're all learning here today. It's a fun educational segment. Did you guys enjoy it?
I'm a blather Skype.
You know what? I'll take that. A dick.
Yeah.
You can tell your mates about that today. Do you know what a dick is?
It's a mini antelope.
Yeah, in Africa.
Thank you.
Jay, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos. Jade's Vibrations.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Oh, yeah. So we've got some feel-good news for you this morning.
It's your feel-good news update at 8:34.
Yes.
Bit of fun.
Okay, so basically from goat yoga to sound baths, guys, the world is full of wellness trends designed to soothe and calm both body and spirit. Now there's a self-care practice hailing from the Netherlands which is promising practitioners serenity and perhaps a smile or two. So basically, look.
What is it?
It's called cow hugging. So basically.
I don't know what you're talking
about. No. Listen. So cow hugging is the practice which is centered on basically hugging a cow. You can become a cow huggler because it basically makes the cows happier and you happier.
I'm calling this out. This is the cooked thing I've ever.
It's
not going up and cuddling a cow.
The Netherlands say that it actually boosts your mental health and it helps relieve
your mental if you're cuddling cows.
Okay. What?
Now, can we not find animals to hug that aren't as stinky as a cow?
Well, listen to this. It says the cow's warmer body temperature and the slower heartbeat and mammoth size can make hugging them an incredibly soothing experience, and giving the animal a back rub, reclining against them, or even getting licked is all part of the therapeutic encounter.
I don't want to be licked by a cow.
No.
The only licking with cows I want to get involved with is a delicious steak, like a ribeye.
And I tell you what, you wouldn't, like, trust me, have you been around cows?
Yeah,
they're
beautiful
animals.
And to drop
one off, right on your shoes, never great.
Come on, I think they're one of the most magical cows or animals out there.
Right, next story.
Okay, moving on. It's all about mental health today. In the world first, doctors in Scotland and Canada have been prescribing time in nature and a free museum visits to help fighting anxiety and depression, which is really cool. So
always good.
Yeah. I'll take free stuff. You like free stuff.
Yeah,
tick.
Well, I do, but I think it's great that, especially that the government's getting on over there giving people free passes to the museum.
Yeah.
Because it helps.
That would really ruin my life. It, as if going to a museum is going to cheer you up.
Oh, I reckon it does. I like a museum.
I'm very uncultured, though.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
And
next story.
Another story. Endangered baby sea turtles may have a new saviour. Researchers have developed the Invest Eggnator, which is a fake sea turtle egg filled with a GPS to catch poachers in the act.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic. So basically, it's a fake egg, and if people are going out there stealing sea turtles' eggs, then they can get caught by police, which is fantastic.
Awesome. I love it.
Good vibrations.
So three really quick things. Cow cuddling helps your mental health. If you move to the Netherlands,
good luck with that.
You know, Scotland and Canada,
the museum.
Prescribing nature and free museum visits, which is great to help fight mental health battles. And we're catching thieves stealing sea turtle eggs.
It's a good day.
Happening around the world.
It's 105.3 New FM.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Okay, and we're back. Hey, I love that, Jade. Bit of feel-good news to spice things up here a little bit. We love that. We love that.
We do. But you guys love this guy called Banksy. I know he's huge. I haven't seen a lot of his work, but he's
pretty cool.
Can you describe what he is for those who don't know?
He does like this sort of stencil kind of spray art over in the UK mostly.
Yeah.
And no one knows who he is apparently. And he has sometimes his artwork has sold for like $1 million. You might remember about a year ago he had this a painting that he put up for auction, went for like $1 million. As soon as the auction finished, a shredder opened up underneath and shredded the painting right in front of everyone's eyes.
Wow.
$1 million. He already had it
just
in the
like
bank.
That.
Gone.
Devastating. Well, he's actually done something pretty cool we're going to talk about. And I think just the myth of the man.
No, do you know what?
Woman.
I'm going to take this over.
What? Okay.
What? We're not going to do that story, Jade.
Okay.
We're going to do a little surprise kamikaze.
Oh, okay.
Because we have found Newcastle's very own Banksy.
Really?
I'm going to tell you who it is next.
What's going on?
105.3 New FM. You'll find out.
This is interesting.
They work here at the station.
No.
Yeah. Like amazing, amazing artist.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Now, Jade, just before you're talking about Banksy, of course, one of the biggest, you know, street artists in the UK, right?
The biggest in the world.
The biggest.
Yeah,
right?
100%. He's massive. And he just raised $3 million for a hospital by donating some of his art, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, really cool stuff. When you said that, though, I thought, wow, I can't believe I forgot about this story. Jade, you, my friend, we should all bow down to you because you are Newcastle's very own Banksy.
Oh,
you don't even know it.
What do you mean?
Jade posted a video on her Instagram story last night, and I'm sitting at home in bed, you know, as I do.
This is a stitch up.
And Jade posts this story. I've got a clip of some of her story from Officeworks yesterday in the pen department. Show us your new pen, Jade. Very glittery.
I got a new pen.
You've written
it's
over
amazing.
Everything here today.
Yeah, you've been like that naughty kid in class of scribbling on all things everywhere.
Crevo, listen to how she carried on at Officeworks last night. Take a listen.
Okay, so I'm at Officeworks, where everyone loves, right? And I got super excited when I saw this. Yes! But then, right, I started playing with the... Okay.
She's playing with the pens, right?
Playing with the pens.
Now, let's talk about, right now, your artwork that you left at Officeworks last night, which I'm so shocked.
So you know how, like, that all the pens are there, and I got super excited. You get overwhelmed. You can't help it.
Well, listen to that voice.
I got overwhelmed.
The pens.
I was very overwhelmed. Because you want to play with them all. I know you're not allowed to, and they actually have a sign on there saying, don't test the pens unless you're purchasing. You know, I was thought, you know, I'm going to...
Especially during COVID times.
Yeah,
you know, you
I'm
going to
treat myself.
Things.
So, I got drawn to a couple of the pens, and obviously, you know, you can test them down below. So, I may have written Jade New FM
105.3. You're leaving your very own street art in shops of your own autographs.
So if you're a massive Jade fan and you want a bit of, like, a collectible... Which Officeworks was it?
Katara.
At Katara. Pop over there. Go to the pen section. What colour is the pen?
It's gold. It's one
glitter.
Of those gel... it's called Hybrid, and it's a dual metallic. It's one of those cool gel pens, and it shimmers.
So, I love ya.
What?
But that's really lame.
No.
Shame
Look,
on
I
you.
Wasn't
you want
trying
a free
to be,
autograph?
I wasn't trying to be Banksy. I was just, you know, when you're
Newcastle
testing out
Banksy.
A pen.
You're just trying to be Mariah Carey.
The Banksy of Broadmeadow.
Oh, look.
Aren't you anti-graffiti?
Yes. It wasn't a tag. It was just,
you know,
I was testing out the pen, and I thought, you know what, bit of underground marketing.
So if you're a big Jade fan, normally she charges $10-$12
I
bucks
do
for
not.
An autograph.
I
you
wish.
Can get some freebies.
You know when you hear those stories of celebrities over in the States or whatever, and they'll go to a cafe and they'll leave like a little note, like, you know, when they're really big stars. Like I'm talking George Clooney, Leo DiCaprio level.
Yeah.
And they leave a note for the waitress or the cafe owner.
Love
I mean,
your work.
That level of star can get away with that. Jade, what are you doing?
Oh, what?
Or, you know what?
I'm promoting our radio station.
It's always an Italian restaurant, right? And they've got all the photos on the wall.
Yes.
And then the celebrity asks to sit under their photo, at the table under their photo.
Next step for you, print out a whole heap of photos.
Try and get on a cafe wall.
And just start randomly sticking them places you've been. Jade was here.
Look.
Yeah. New FM.
Good on you, Jade. I love
lipstick kiss on the back.
I don't think I'm quite there yet, but I'll keep that in mind.
I don't know. You signed your own name on a random whiteboard at Officeworks. Well, that's pretty weird.
I was testing out the metallic pen I wanted to buy.
You could have written any other word.
Maddie, you got to remember, though, Jade needs that for autographs. She needs to know what it feels like to sign her autograph with that pen.
Yeah, all right. I'll sign one for you.
Thank you.
After this,
Much do I have to pay? Do I get at least a discount?
Just free lunch.
How much were you charging the kids when you worked out at Musselbrook?
Oh, come off it.
You said to me this morning that you always ask for autographs out when you worked at Musselbrook.
When I visited a school with the little six-year-olds.
You would have loved it.
I will admit that. It's nice, you know, having a kid get excited to see you. It's like when I come home and my dogs run up to me, you know. It's like...
they love me.
last call's up next. 13 10 09. If you want to get on the air, talk about anything that's on your mind. Maybe something's annoying you. Maybe you want a discount autograph from Jade. 13 10 09, get involved.
You know what I'm really sick of? Everyone here, I've said it before and I'll say it again. They walk past our studio and look in here like we are zoo animals. We're not an exhibition. Last call's up next.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Okay, last call's now, 13 10 09. Anything you want to talk about?
Hello.
Last call.
That's right, it's your chance to chat about anything you want, your little venting session, get on your soapbox, or just chat to us.
Mm-hmm.
13 10 09.
Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hello.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to check in about those Pringles you were talking about. I only caught the very end of it.
The ramen.
It's ramen Pringles.
Yeah, so we're actually on the hunt for them.
Yeah, they're limited edition, although I think they may be only limited edition in Japan. But you can get ramen Pringles and an octopus ring flavored Pringles.
Pringles flavored ramen.
Correct.
Okay. Or is it the other way?
No, they're actual ramen.
Actual proper Pringles.
I can see a Pringles branded ramen.
Yep, that's it.
And a ramen flavored Pringles.
Yeah, so can I.
Is it both?
I don't think Jade knows what she's talking about.
No, it
looks like it's both. I've got some people in Japan that I could potentially get it shipped over. How serious do you guys want to try it?
Oh my god!
Seriously?
Yeah, we'll chip in for shipping.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all I was calling for, but I also, just as I called, I heard a bit about Festivus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Do we realise that it's a Seinfeld festival?
But the other guys don't, and I've given up. They don't understand the Seinfeld.
For the rest of us.
Yeah, correct.
Tom, are you a Seinfeld guy? Obviously you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, do you hate Friends?
I don't hate it. I don't think there's...
It's just not as good.
It's like a love or hate, you know. You either like one or the other.
Yeah, hey, it's always
Tom, what a legend. Thanks for calling the show. I don't think you've called the show before, have you?
Don't think so.
No, thanks,
welcome, man. Thanks for listening.
Have you listened for long?
Honestly, don't listen to a whole lot of radio.
Oh, well, thanks, man.
That's flattering that you listen to us.
Well, let's do this Pringles thing.
Yeah. Awesome. If you can get them, man, you can come in and we can try them together. Would love that.
Jackson will grab your details.
Thanks, Tom. Wow.
What a legend.
Tom was a nice guy.
Yeah.
I imagine that's what Tom from MySpace would sound like if he was Australian. He's just very well-spoken and polite.
Yeah, chilled out.
He's
polite.
Thanks, Tom. Let's go to Tony. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Jay, Maddie and Creevell, how are you?
G'day.
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm with you, Jay, with the pens. I'm a bit of a pen person, and, you know, I'm the one that goes to the stationery cabinet at work and might just grab a couple.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? How fun is it when you go to Officeworks or any stationery shopping, can just be a news agency, and you just get to crack the lid on a freshie and
a
just
virgin pen.
Virgin pen and just do the first couple of strokes?
Or you might go to a training course or something and they provide the pen.
Yeah.
And I always take them, eh? I always take them.
Oh, yeah. You're such a bad boy,
hey, Tony.
I like to jot as well. As if I'm learning or listening, I jot as I listen.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Can you listen to this? Tell me how this makes you feel.
I'm loving that.
You like that?
It's the cat.
It's a bit of an ASMR type situation.
So, of the pen.
So moving on from that, you guys.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Jade with you were teasing her about asking for $20 for an autograph.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to pay $50 to Jade's favourite charity to get a autograph or a selfie or photo or something.
You know what, Tony? She'll just take the cash.
No need to donate. I will not, Maddie.
You can just pay her $50 for the autograph. That's fine.
How dare you? See what I have to put up with, Tony.
Tony, you seem like Jade's biggest fan. Have you been listening to her for long?
Oh, since she started there. I've got her on Instagram and stuff and...
You're a lovely guy, Tony. I like you.
That's very kind, Tony.
Don't you want our autograph, Tony? What about Crevo and I?
Yeah, I'm down with the whole team.
Chop liver, will you?
Every morning. So, no, not at all.
Hey, Tony, don't you love how Maddie secretly, it's a dagger in the heart that he's not getting asked for an autograph?
No, it is.
Look at you squirming in your seat.
Actually, I do think you guys are probably up there with a Newcastle-level celebrity, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Kind of.
I'll take that.
Yeah. So,
thanks,
anyway, Tony. That's my proposal. I've gave my details to Jackson.
Yeah, that's good. That's really nice.
What charity, Jade?
Or you want to think about it like an animal one, probably, won't it be?
I'll think about it. I'd like to do my research.
I know one.
Yeah.
The Jade Leader Chihuahua Fund. It just goes towards paying for your chihuahuas.
Anyway, if you guys can organise it.
Thanks, Tony.
You don't have to do that, man.
Thank you.
That's very kind.
That's very sweet.
Good day, guys. See
you too, man. Enjoy the weekend.
What a legend.
I love our listeners.
I know. We've got the best listeners.
Thank you so much for listening to the show.
Yeah.
Just having one of those moments, you know, it's Friday, people just sharing their lives with us. It's nice.
Yeah.
I'm feeling very thankful, too.
Willing to just pay $50 to a charity for you, Jade. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. It's kind. Well, you guys, we'll give him the full deal.
Yeah.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
If he wants it.
Can't. Oh, good stuff. All right, guys. Well, enjoy your weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys too.
Yeah thanks for hanging with us.
That's all right. Well, I thought you were saying that to me. All right, time to wrap up. Jackson, hey.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm all right. Very good.
Very good.
Long week. Charlie XCX.
I love Charlie XCX. You know what?
She's
great performer. She was the pre-show entertainment for Taylor Swift's concert. Amazing.
She's frowned upon in the pop world.
I don't know why. She was outstanding.
She's a singles woman, though. That's why, I think. Because she only releases singles.
Nice one.
JoJo?
Screams Friday, doesn't it?
It does. It's a feel-good Friday track. And Gaga as well.
Thank you.
The second time Maddie's been dancing in 10 minutes. It's actually unbelievable.
Because you know what? One of my great friends is coming up for the weekend. It's going to be great. I'm so excited.
Awesome.
You and Lee.
Yeah, it'll be fun. He hasn't been to Newcastle before. So
really?
I always get off on showing people around the town.
Yeah, because it's a beautiful city.
Yeah, you get to go, look where I live. How good is
because
it?
Because a lot of people...
You can park next to the beach.
A lot of people still think there's, you know, coal trains going down the main road.
I know.
And it's like, I love
it's
like,
a hidden gem
wrong.
Newcastle. That especially is. To those Sydney siders.
Yeah.
City slickers.
I don't know what they're missing out
on. They just stay stuck in your smog. Beautiful here.
Enjoy your weekend, guys. Catch up with us on the podcast and please rate us 5 stars.
Yeah.